It is being called the biggest tech industry deal ever. Dell announcing today that it's buying up the data storage company EMC for $67 billion. Dell is doing that with the private equity firm Silver Lake. And joining us now to explain is Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy. I didn't think I'd be talking to you about a big tech deal like this between two companies we haven't heard that much about in the last year or so.
Well, on a holiday, no less. Okay, so we know Dell because a lot of us have Dell computers in our office or at home or wherever. What is EMC?
And by the way, Michael Dell is still the guy in charge of the company, which is really unusual. There are none of those old horsemen, as we call them, around. EMC is an even older company than Dell. It started in the 1970s. It's a company that's all about storage, sort of a big element of the back office of a computer, you know, a computer enterprise or a business's enterprises. So between these two companies, you got Dell, which was a PC and laptop computer. You have EMC, which was a storage company, and both of them are losing market share. By the way, if you have one of those RSA devices where you you know, you're entering into your company's network and you have to generate a key code, that's EMC. VMware is another company that's EMC. So it's this big back office thing. You don't see – most consumers don't see it.
And is Dell trying to get into that business? Is that what this is about, or why are they getting together?
Well, it's got to do with the fact that EMS got lost a lot of its EMC lost a lot of its business to the Amazons of the world. These other companies got involved in offering some of those services. At the same time, Dell was losing a lot of its server business, its email and its client business, whatever you call that. So what these two companies together might do is that if you're a company, you have the opportunity to go to this joint Dell EMC and get all of your backroom services as opposed – your back office services as opposed to piecing them together with a little bit of Amazon, a little bit of this company, a little bit of that company. The idea is it becomes one-stop shopping for all of your information technology back office, and hopefully they'll stop losing market share as individual companies.
And clearly it is worth a lot of money to Dell. $67 billion. That's a huge amount of money.
Well, Dell is the number three in its business after Hewlett-Packard and IBM, and it's hoping that this merger is going to help it pick up its market position. Analysts are saying these two companies will complement each other. One of the issues is that EMC has data storage for some of the biggest companies in the world, whereas Dell has a stronger hold on small and medium-sized markets. So Dell's going to bring some of those small and medium-sized markets to EMC. EMC is going to bring some of its larger clients to Dell, and together this company should be able to compete with HP and IBM. Remember that Dell is a privately held company. HP and IBM face different pressures because they're publicly held companies on the stock market. So remains to be seen how this is all going to work out, but so far the jury's out, but it does sound like it might be a positive move for Dell and EMC.
All right, Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.